This is Natalie Brown, and you're listening to the Blind Access Journal podcast.
Hello, everyone. Today is Sunday, August 12th, 2012. I'm Allison Hilliker.
And I'm Daryl Shandro.
And today we're going to talk to you about an app called DropText, which is an app for iOS, and it allows you to create and edit files in Dropbox. If you use the Dropbox program, you can create a file and upload it directly to your Dropbox so it'll appear on your computer or on your phone or whatever other device you use Dropbox with. You can also, if you have a text file in Dropbox, you can edit that from the DropText app. So that's what we're going to show you today. So I'm going to open it up on my phone.
Learning a lot. DropText.
Flicking to it now.
Yep, I'm just looking through my home screen, and I just said DropText, so I'm going to double tap.
DropText. My Dropbox. Heading.
So this is my Dropbox. When you first open the app, it's going to ask you to link your Dropbox account, so you'll need to know your username and password for Dropbox. I already have that set up, so we're not going to show that step, but you do need that info just so that it will link with Dropbox. So I'm going to swipe to the right here and the main screen that comes up.
Edit button.
There's an edit button.
1txt. Modify.
What this is it's showing me what's currently in my Dropbox. So I have one file outside of the folders called one. If I flick to the right, I've got my other folders in there, my Dropbox.
Daryl and Allison.
There's my Daryl and Allison folder. So I can look through what's already in there, and all right, so I'm going to open this folder that I'm on by double tapping.
Daryl and Allison, my Dropbox, back button.
It tells me what folder I'm in, so I'm going to flick to the right until I find the file I'm looking for. I have one here called test file. So
Daryl and edit apartment.
Oh, there's an edit button. I can press that and delete files if I want to, but we'll do that later.
Apartments, drivers, test file, txt,
there it says
8/12/12.
Okay, so
24, 23 p.m., 33 bytes.
It tells me a little bit about when it was created, and that tells me the name of the file, so I'm going to double tap on that to open it.
Loading.
So this is
Daryl and Allison.
Loading.
Back button. Test file. TXT. Action button.
I'm flicking to the right now.
Test file. This is a test file. Text.
So what I did was
Daryl and Allison.
It told me the name of the folder with the back button. And I flicked to the right.
Test file. TXT.
It told me the title of the file as a heading.
Action.
I flicked to the right again and it gives me an action button, which we'll look at later. I flicked to the right again.
Test file. This is a test file.
It reads
field.
It read me the text of that file. So that is all there is to viewing the file. Now if I want to add to it, I'm going to double tap in this edit field.
Text field is editing. Test file.
This is
a test file.
Now it says is editing, so I know I can type. I'm going to double tap again so I know what part of the file I'm in, if I'm at the top or the bottom.
Insertion point at end.
Okay, it says insertion point at end. That's what I want. I'm moving over to my Braille display now to type, but I can type through the screen keyboard. It comes up the same way that it would in any app.
And we have here a Refresher Braille 18 Braille
yes.
display. Allison's using.
I'm just a big fan of typing with it. So.
Yay.
Space. Capital I, apostrophe N, space, T, walk, P, I, N, G, space, L, I, D, space, N, space, A, space, capital B, L, I, N, D, space, capital A, E, F, S, space, capital U, R, A, L, space, P, of D, C, A, F, T, exclamation mark, podcast.
Awesome.
So, and if I want to reread what I just typed, I'm going to do two-finger swipe down.
Text field is editing. Test file. This is a test file. I'm typing live on a Blind Access Journal podcast.
There you go.
Awesome.
So I just did that, and I can read back what I typed. And so what I did is this will save to Dropbox now. I'm going to flick to the right. Oops, there's nothing at the right. I'm going to flick to the left then.
Action button. Test file. Close button.
I'm going to do the close button, and it should bring up a thing that says, do I want to save?
Alert. Close without saving button.
Okay, it says close without saving. I don't want that one, so I'm going to flick to the right.
Save button.
And there's a save button.
Just double-tapped on save.
This is a test.
That's it.
And it's saved. So what's really nice is if I needed to note-take or do some other writing, that file, once I've saved it, saves directly to my Dropbox, so I can pull it up on my computer later if I want to, which is really, really convenient. So I'm definitely excited about this app. It's very useful. So, all right, that is that for viewing files and editing a file. Now I can show us how to create one. So I'm going to flick to the right here.
Add button.
There's an add button. I'm going to double tap that.
Alert. Add file button. Add folder button. Cancel.
I'm just looking to the right, so I can add file or I can add folder. Now, a folder would create a new folder in Dropbox that I could save other files into. I'm not going to do that right now, but there is an option to create a folder. If, for example, you want certain categories of files in certain folders, you can do that here. I mean, you can do that regardless, but you can...
This app supports doing that without having to go to your computer.
Right, exactly,
cool.
Yes.
Add folder button, add file button.
And double tap that.
New file. Text field is editing.
And the cool thing is it goes right into a text field where you can start typing.
Yes.
No fuss, no muss about the file name. That comes later.
Yes, it's nice and fast. So, what do I... I'm fond of exclamation points in case you haven't noticed. And I'm going to take two fingers and swipe down on the screen to read back what I wrote.
Text field is editing. I'm impressed with how fast this is.
There you go.
So that's how you create a new file, and now if I want to save it, I'm going to flick to the nothing at the right, so when I flick to the
action
left
button.
I can do this action button. I'm going to see what it does for us. Here we go. I'm going to press that. Double tap.
Save button.
There's a save button. I flick to the right.
Settings button.
There's a settings button. We'll look at the settings later.
Cancel
button. And then there's a cancel button, so I'm going to flick back to the left here.
Settings. Save button.
To go to that save button, and I'm going to double tap that. And it beeped at me, but it didn't say anything. So I'll flick to the right.
Cancel button.
Flick back to the left.
Text field is editing. Enter a name for the new file.
There okay. We go.
Text field.
Flicking back
is
to
editing.
The right to the edit field. I'm going to type.
Capital B L I N D blind. Capital C C E F S access. Capital U R F A L.
There's blind access journal. And I'm going to flick to the right.
Cancel. Save button.
Save to the save button and double tap that.
Saving. Close.
Tells you what it's doing.
Text field.
There it is.
Is editing. I'm impressed with how fast this is.
There we go. And if I want to leave that file now, I can do that by I can do the back gesture where I swipe, take two fingers and swipe right then left. That should work anyway. It did not.
Actually, I believe
Daryl and Allison.
The, it should work. Actually, it should work there.
It did. I just didn't do it right the first two
times. There we go.
There we go. I just didn't have my gesture right, but it did take me back.
It did.
Add test file. TX drivers. Test add settings.
So now, if I want to find that file again, where did it save it? It should be
probably in your. Probably back in your main Dropbox folder.
Yes, we'll check there. I'm doing another back gesture.
Desert Cat Dropbox. NFB speech photos. Proofreading. Public. Save file. Add. Settings.
I'm just flicking to the right.
Add.
Here.
Save public proof photo. And drop Desert Cat. Daryl and 1TX edit button.
No,
my
it
Dropbox.
Didn't, so it must
heading.
Be in your...
Daryl and Allison.
Edit 1TX.
Yeah.
Daryl, Desert
Although
Cat.
We,
Daryl and Allison.
We were just in there, but we'll check.
Daryl and Allison.
Where were we?
Daryl
yeah, we
edit
were.
Apartments. Blind Doc Drivers.
Wait.
Test file.
Oh,
drop.
There it is.
Blind Access Journal.
So
TX
it saves
it
in the last folder that you were in.
12.
Yep.
3. 50.
So.
That actually makes more sense.
I double tap it and
Daryl
it opened
and
up. And I'm back,
back
into it and I'm on the back button and I flick to the right.
Blind Access Journal. TXT. Heading.
That gives me the title of the file as a heading.
Action.
Flick
button.
To the right. There's that action button again where I can resave.
I'm impressed
or look
with
at settings.
How fast this is. Text
I flick
field.
To the right and there's the text of my thing and I can edit it more if I want to. I'm not going to keep editing it and re-editing it, but I could if I wanted to, which is nice. So that sums it up.
Yes, and then finally we'll take a really quick run through the settings of this app. There are some other things you can do as we're going to, we've demonstrated before, we demonstrate the essential features of an app. If you have any more questions about the app, something else you'd like us to cover, go ahead and feel free to ask us. But in the meantime, I will run us through the settings of it real quick. You can see what you would need to do to set it up.
Do you want to plug the speaker?
Yeah.
Here you go.
All right.
And we're getting our wires configured here.
There we go.
353. Slide to unlock.
And I already have
Draw text.
Drop
my
text
Dropbox
open.
Edit button. Add
and,
button. Settings button.
At the lower right-hand corner of the screen, you have a settings button. We'll double tap that.
Settings. Done. Button.
And then I'm going to just flick to the right.
Settings. Heading. Files and editing. Heading. File encoding. Auto. Line endings. Mac/Unix. LX.
I'm just going to go through these and describe some of them. So file encoding is the type of file you're looking at. Like generally you're going to be looking at plain text files. Line feeds, normally don't have to change that, but you can change it depending on the type of computer you want to create the file for. I'm going to flick to the right.
Enable text expander.
Okay.
Enable text expander. Switch button. Up.
That's only applicable if you
double
have
tap
the
to toggle
text
set.
Expander app on your device.
Show hidden files dot star. Show hidden files dot star. Switch button. Up.
So hidden files.
Double tap to toggle set.
Would be those that that this app typically won't read. Programs, executable programs, things like that. They're off for now. Flick to the right.
Set editable file types.
Set editable file types.
Security. Heading.
And then the editable file types are like what types of files can be edited. Normally TXT, but you might have a .html file if you're editing a website. You can add those there. Okay, and then security.
Passcode.
You can set a passcode for your DropText app in case you give your phone to other people and you want to make sure they don't get into your files. You can add a layer of security there.
Secure. Text field.
And you can set that.
Lock. Never.
You can set it to never lock, which is the default.
Unlink account.
You can unlink your Dropbox account.
Unlink account. Switch button. Off.
Which we don't want to do right
now. Double tap to toggle setting. Unlink Dropbox account. Information. Heading. Write a review.
And then just the write a review.
Go to our website. Send us an email. Version 1.2.
And that's it. That's all for the settings. I'm gonna hit the done button.
Settings. Bluetooth done.
Which is in the upper left corner of the screen, just below the status bar.
My Dropbox. Heading.
And that, everybody, is DropText in a nutshell.
We can show them how to use the edit button?
We can do that real quick. So one final thing that you can do is when you're looking at your list of files, there's an edit button.
Daryl. Camera off. My Dropbox.
Let's see here.
AT&T not edit.
In the upper right corner of the screen, or of course you can flick to it. I'm going to double tap.
Done. Button.
And then
delete 2011 AFB of Arizona Convention Agenda. Find 2011 delete AABS.
So there are these delete links.
AABS board meeting. Delete Boardman 081. Boardman 0. Delete camera uploads. Camera upload. Delete Daryl Allison share things. Switch button.
And these are my folders. So I'm just going through it, showing me my all of my files and folders with a delete option next to each one. If I double tap one.
Confirm deletion for Daryl Allison share things. Button.
Which I don't want to do.
My Dropbox. Done. Delete 2011 NFB of Walmart shopping list. My Dropbox.
Not
heading.
Going
share.
To do that.
Rose 32 to my Dropbox. Done.
I'll just
button.
Hit done. And that's
edit.
It.
My Dropbox.
That is every pretty much all the features of DropText right there. Very simple app, 99 cents in the App Store. Very good value. One thing I would tell everybody is, if you're in an important meeting, make sure that when you are going to open a file that you need for note taking, that you or for review, that you do it while you have an internet connection.
Well, yes.
You know you have an internet connection, just in case. You can always leave the app open, once you've opened the file that you want. So there you go.
Karen is snoring in the background.
Yes.
That's what she thinks of our drop text spot.
Wow. There we go.
I'm pretty sure that was coming across in the recording, so I thought I'd just give it a little explanation.
There we go. I think that's probably a good idea.
So, all right, everyone. Hope you enjoyed this overview of drop text. I think it's a very useful app, and I hope you will think so as well.
And let us know what you would like to hear about on future shows. Get a hold of us.
Keep checking out blindaccessjournal.com for more podcasts and other exciting information.
Yes, and you can email us.
Allison@blindaccessjournal.com. That's A-L-L-I-S-O-N @blindaccessjournal.com.
Daryl@blindaccessjournal.com. That's D-A-R-R-E-L-L@blindaccessjournal.com. You can chat with us on Twitter also.
Yes, I am at Allie Talk, A-L-L-I-T-A-L-K.
And I am at Daryl, D-A-R-R-E-L-L.
So we like talking with our listeners, and we'd love to hear from you and see if you are enjoying our podcasts and other info.
Yay. Thank you very much for listening. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.